Hello, welcome! Season 2, Confessions of an Aging Ingenue. I'm Jenny Tooley, your aging ingenue. I'm so excited that you're here today. Before we jump on into this episode, I wanted to let you know I have made a new treat for you. It's the Interactive Companion Guide for Season 1. Yes, Interactive Companion Guide, Confessions of an Aging Ingenue, Season 1. Jump on over to jennytooley.com to get more information. We're also going to be offering a mentorship program this year, so make sure that you are getting your monthly newsletter so that you can get all the insider tips and info. All right, what you've been waiting for? Here we go. Hello, hello, and welcome to Season 2 of Confessions of an Aging Ingenue. I'm Jenny Tooley. I'm your host. If you don't know me already, welcome. It's good to have you here. I think we really got to know each other in Season 1, so you might want to hop back into Season 1 and see what's going on over there, because that was all just me with my iPhone talking about projects, talking about how I completed making my first feature film, talking about all the good stuff people want to know about Boyhood and, Arlington Road, Bottle Rocket, and really taking a personal approach to telling those stories rather than just, you know, giving you the facts, telling you how I was feeling, the struggles I had. So, yeah, go back to Season 1 if you haven't gone there. I'm also just created an interactive companion guide that goes along with Season 1 so you can take the journey with me. That's really cool. Go to jennytooley.com. You can get more information about that. I'm even doing like a bundle. I'm so excited. I'm even doing a bundle. You have like three options on how you want to do that. You can download a digital file of the companion guide. You can get a hard copy sent to your mailbox, or you can get the ultimate bundle, which is super awesome because it's a hard copy, but it comes with all kinds of fun goodies like stickers, tea bags, chocolates, highlighters, glitter pens, all things that I have chosen for you to, you know, have fun on your confessions journey. Just go check it out. All right, so Season 2. Yes, 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 we are here. Lots of things have changed since Season 1. Season 1 was actually recorded as the Have I Told You About the Time podcast in 2019. And this is really a good example of process. So in 2019, I had just come off of, 2018, I had done Smart Cookies with Jenny Tooley. I was still in post-production on the feature film Stuck, my first feature. And a lot of things were changing in my life. Had a pretty big, you know, personal life change that landed me living with my parents again for about 6 months, and then moving to Austin in 2019, where I got to start anew, start fresh, with two new little kittens, which make it, I think, quite an appearance on Season 1. So, Season 2, a little different. Kittens are 5 years old now, if you can believe that. Yeah. So Season 1 was Have I Told You About the Time. It was just me and an iPhone. I'd just gotten away from all of this high-value production stuff. I was like, I just want to record on an iPhone with nothing else. You know, producing can be really huge challenge. You might even hear the wind in my microphone right now because I'm still going by that like really low production not value, but like a low, an entry level production concept, which is me with a headphone this year and my iPhone, and I'm outside and it's beautiful. I mean, it's a gorgeous day. I have a puppy now, so she's out playing in the yard. Kittens are 5 years old. And yes, I have once again diverged from where I was going. Don't you love it?
We are all human and imperfect. So yes, back in 2019, have I told you about the time? I recorded 16 episodes, and it's basically once a week. I just sat down, and I'd be inspired to tell a story and share it out, and it went out on my Patreon site. I didn't really understand podcasting at the time, so I really didn't understand the RSS feed, etc., and that meant that I had an RSS feed on my Patreon site, but I couldn't actually post to any other platforms, because it's the RSS feed that allows you to post to like Apple and Google and Spotify and all those things. So yeah, the podcast at that time just sat on Patreon, and I'm not sure that it really had any listeners, and that's okay. There might have been a couple people checking it out every now and then. And then last year, 2023. I decided it was time to make sure that that podcast went out to the world in a way that people could actually find it and listen to it. So I changed the name, Confessions of an Aging Ingenue, and basically set it up so that there was an intro, an introduction, and an outro at the end that was new. But the content of the podcast, the episode itself, was just pulled from the Have I Told You About the Time episode, the original episode. So I call them kind of vintage. Those were vintage episodes. And I then was able to, I took like a big workshop from Kathy Heller. And it was, I don't remember what it was called, but her podcast is Quit Your Day Job, and she did this big, like 12-week workshop on, you know, get your podcast out there. And what I learned from that was I paid a lot of money to discover that I already knew a lot of this stuff, I'd already done a lot of this stuff, but what it did was it really helped me to go ahead and follow through with the pieces that I hadn't done or didn't know. And that was to get the podcast up on the platforms. And that's what I did. So 2023, we launched season one of Confessions of an Aging Ingenue. And I was very proud of myself for getting that done. We had a small listenership, which was, you know, perfect. I got some feedback from some folks, and that was great. And this year, I wanted to come back and do something a little bit different. You know, life just continues to change. And this year, I want to bring on guests. So I really love these solo episodes. I'm calling them solo casts, where it's like this one. I'm just talking. And most of the time, I'm just talking off the top of my head. Yes, I didn't know what I was going to talk about today. But I'm talking about, you know, getting season two together. And with the solo casts, again, I'm going to be talking about my own projects. I've got some projects in the works right now. I'm going to be talking about process. I'll probably also just be talking about stuff. I'm really invested in my own business this year and getting stability in my life that I hadn't had before, because the life of, you know, an artist, an actor, my life in particular was pretty chaotic, and it worked out for me quite well, but it was really all over the place. And I'm getting to that point where I'd like some more consistency. So I've been working really hard at building out my business so that I can support myself and my family, and also be able to encourage and support and inspire other people like you. So, yeah, solo casts are all that. And then I'm bringing guests in this year, which is super exciting. I haven't done guests yet on the podcast, so we're going to have my agent from when I was an actor, Jessica Sloan. See, you're getting it all right here. We're getting all the imperfections. I'm going to take a sip of water here. Boy, oh boy, I'm glad that imperfection is a brand value. That's why I made it a brand value. We'll do a whole podcast about that at some point, I imagine. So that I didn't have to show up perfectly. Like, I can have, you know, I'm actually getting over COVID, so you're hearing, like, the rest of the stuff left over from COVID coming out through my voice. And I'm super glad that I decided that imperfection was going to be a brand value, because I can show up however I am, wherever I am, which is something I could not do when I was an actor. And for reasons about the industry itself, and also for like internal reasons where I just always had to try to be perfect. Again, there we go, diverging off topic. This is a fun one, y'all. So, I also have menopause brain now, which I didn't have in 2019, and that is super fun. We'll probably be talking a lot about that. You know, we'll be talking about aging. So, we've got the guests coming in. Jessica Sloan, my agent, my former agent, is going to be talking. We are talking about... what are we talking about? Boyhood. We talked a little bit about boyhood. We talked about some things I learned. We talked about some things that she learned. And we're talking about her new business that she's set up that is helping actors with the business of acting. We're going to have Belin come on. Belin is a beloved barista and a coffee bar and coffee roastery owner in Eureka Springs. She has a fantastic story to tell, and we've got several other more fantastic guests that I'm excited to introduce you to. So we've got that going on, and like I said, we'll probably have some puppy antics happening. I think it's going to be a great season. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I wanted to talk about today. Probably just, you know, starting on new projects can be challenging. There are all these little details that we have to do to get moving on things, and it can be overwhelming at times, especially when we have a lot of new things in our lives. Think about, like, when you first started a job, or you had a child, or you moved somewhere completely new, and you had to relearn a lot of things, had to adjust your life, and you have to get all those processes that sometimes we take for granted into place. That's what I've been experiencing over the last couple of months as I am putting together and growing my business. I think in the past I've been happy to I've been happy to reinvent the wheel. You see that in my creative work. I am really good at reinventing wheels. But that takes a lot of effort and energy. And I think there's a lot of value as I'm getting older, as my energy is shifting and changing, and as my attention and focus are changing, and as I just want to hang out. Like, I want to hang out, y'all. Like, what can I do in my life that allows me to be happy and just hang out, right? Like, right now, I'm outside. It's gorgeous. That puppy is probably getting into something underneath the deck that I don't know what is. That's okay. I mean, I've got my water here, sitting on the deck, and I'm talking to you, and I'm hanging out. Now I'm also being of service to myself and to you, and that's pretty incredible. The other day, you know, I've worked a really long time to be able to get to the point where, in my mind, mostly, I'm able to do what I want to do when I want to do it, how I want to do it. And yesterday, I found myself going in the flow of my day. I didn't have anywhere I had to be. I was getting things done. I mean, if you've ever had a puppy or a child, I'm pretty sure they're pretty similar.
when they're awake, they are awake, and your life is about puppy, right? So I've been able to get some things done, do things around my house, go hang out and socialize a little bit, cook really good food for myself. Yeah, she's definitely getting into something. Let's go take care of this puppy. And I was just really happy. Oh boy, if you could see her with her little tail wagging, like, yeah, I just got into something. Finding ways to live our lives the way we want to, changing our mindset, clearing out core beliefs that are like getting in our way. Doing all that stuff takes so much time and so much effort, but I gotta tell you, it's totally worth it on the other side. 'Cause yesterday, even right now, dealing with the puppy and talking to you at the same time, I'm just like, yeah, this is what I wanted to do. This is how I wanted to use my time. This is where I wanted to put my energy. Isn't that incredible? Like, that you could live a life like that? It's possible. It can be done. With everything going on around us, all the things that are happening in the world, this can be done. It can be done. All those things in our minds that are telling us it can't be done, most of those are ghosts. That's what I've learned. So I'm really grateful to have cleared a lot of those ghosts out, a lot of that family history and trauma out, and a lot of that DNA stuff. I had no idea what was built into my DNA, but there was a lot of stuff in there that had informed my life that I didn't even know about. And I'm grateful to be where I'm at today. So I'm going to invite you right now to practice your gratitude and think of three things that you're grateful for today, no matter how big or small. When we do this, we know and we acknowledge how much we already have in our lives, and it's a really beautiful thing to do. So let's do it. Fabulous. Take a nice deep breath. Just kind of seal that into your body. Ooh, how does that feel? Right? We always are looking for the next thing or what we don't have. It turns out we have so many things already. So anytime that you're feeling that, and you're feeling that sense of lack and scarcity, I just invite you to pause, take a deep breath, think of three things you're grateful for. It can be anything, anything at all. And then seal it in, take it with you. All right, I think that's enough for now. I hope you have a beautiful day. I love you, and I'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm so glad to have you with me. Ooh, if something resonated with you, I sure hope that you'll take that and expand on it in your own life. Maybe you can apply it to something that's going on with you right now. If you really want to get in on the good magic, I'd head over to jennytooley.com and grab up an interactive companion guide for season one and check out the mentorship program, because that's where the magic's gonna happen. All right, subscribe, join, yay, love you.